This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right, welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. If you want to give us a shout, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you've got questions or comments or success stories or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, this is your radio program. We want this show to be about us. We want to have dialogue, not monologue. I like hearing from you guys. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open. How are you handling this craziness? How are you handling this COVID craziness, this crisis of the intellect? This is what this is about. This is a crisis of the mind. This is a mind virus. 844-236-6010 is our number. I've been saying that since the beginning. This is not a physical virus as much as it's a mind virus. We'll get your calls here in our second segment. We've got Raleigh Sadler coming in at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk to us about nonprofits and why churches are more important than ever during COVID-19. I agree that spirituality is more important. I'm not necessarily sure about churches, because not all churches, unfortunately, are as spiritual as you might think they would be. In any case, this is a crisis of the mind, and spirituality transcends the mind. The answer to this problem is spiritual. This is a spiritual crisis that we're dealing with here. It's manifesting mentally and emotionally, not really physically, but it is certainly manifesting itself mentally and emotionally, ironically, because we know that the brain and the immune system are linked, that the mind and the emotions and the immune system are linked. So while it's not necessarily a physical crisis, it can lead to a physical crisis. And I was just reading today, Coach Cozy put a post. Coach Cozy, hey, shout out to you if you're listening. He put a post on Facebook about Governor Cuomo now being astounded how people who are stuck in the house are coming down with disease symptoms. And they're in the house, social distancing, self-quarantining. And he's amazed that they're coming up with health, that they're showing up symptomatic. Well, yes, because sticking yourself in the house is not a solution to a virus. It's idiotic. And this is really a crazy, crazy, crazy manifestation of a crazy protocol. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. Anyway, Raleigh Sadler is going to talk to us about nonprofits and how churches can help us during COVID-19. Bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls here next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase your Longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can purchase our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. I just got a really cool review on our Truth Treatments. This is we subscribe to a review service, and when people buy our products, they get a questionnaire. Patricia S. says, I'm using all of the Truth products for the last 2 months, and they are definitely the best skincare products I've ever used. We hear this all the time, folks. I'm an esthetician, and I've used many great products, but so far these are the best. Just get online, check out the reviews. And it's just logical, because when you use 100% active and functional ingredients, when you use only ingredients that make a difference in the skin at the level of the cell, because it's all about the cell, you're going to get results. It's not me. It's not even the Truth treatments that are doing the work. It's you, and it's your skin that's doing the work. If you're interested in checking out the absolute finest skin health products you will ever use, go to TruthTreatments.com. We do have specials running. We had a Mother's Day special. It's still going on. It's a little too late probably for your mother, but you can still get benefit from it. Or you can give your Mother's Day your mom a Mother's Day present late. Check it out at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, Raleigh Sadler coming up in the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment. I was talking about how this is a non-scientific crisis. This is not science-based what we're dealing with here. And by the way, before you tell me about doctors, they're not scientists necessarily. And the ones who are scientists understand the silliness of what's going on. This is about statistics. It's about modeling. It's about assumptions. It's about assertions. And scientists never work with assertions. Scientists need evidence. We have no evidence. To this moment, despite the fact that 60% of the world is in lockdown and people have lost their businesses and they're unemployed and the disastrous implications of everything we're doing here don't need to be stated. Everybody sees it. It's not, none of it's based on evidence. It's all based on assertions and modeling. Do you guys understand this? It's all based on statistics and assertions and modeling. Yet we have a system that is in complete lockstep, 100% in lockstep, with this crazy idea that we have to isolate and wear masks and be tested for fevers. And this is all for a virus that's never been seen. I know you probably know this because I've said it a lot, but in case somebody's new is listening to this program, the virus has never been seen. The little genes that have been seen have never been and blamed have never been shown to be causative. We don't even know if those genes that have been blamed are a normal part of the of what's going on in the body, not bacterial, biological substances. It could very well be. We all have genes floating around in our blood. What's real, however, is the mental and emotional crisis, which is ironic because the mental and emotional aspect is really going to affect you physically. We have changed public policy so quickly and so profoundly and so dramatically with zero evidence, with just statistics and just modeling. Do I need to tell anybody out there about how stupid modeling is or how stupid forming public policy over modeling is? Modeling probably has some benefit. I mean, you can see what might happen. But to completely change public policy on modeling is ridiculous. All of this implies an agenda that we're complicit in, that we are complicit in. And by the way, it demonstrates the utter and complete mindlessness and how the average human being in this country and in all countries is run by programming and conditioning. If you've ever quoted a statistic about how many people have died from COVID, how many people are infected, or if you listen to statistics and you believe statistics, you have drank the Kool-Aid, you are conditioned, you are programmed. Anybody who ever quotes those statistics is either a useful idiot or a useless idiot. And there are useful idiots who are quoting the statistics because they know good and well that those statistics are meaningless when we're presuming people have COVID. We're presuming, it says it right on the CVD or CDC website. Presumed. Assumed. The unexamined life is a life that is not worth living. The unexamined life is a life that is not worth living. And becoming self-aware and self-reflective is critical to have a life that is worth living, to examine the life you're living, to examine your actions, to examine your thoughts, to examine your beliefs, like a scientist looks at a bug, like an entomologist looks at a bug. We want our lives to be critically thought out, to be lived with critical thinking, to live philosophically. It was Socrates who said, the unexamined life, the father of Western philosophy, he said, the unexamined life is a life that is not worth living. This is about something called meta-thinking, second-order thinking. We need to think about thinking. That's what meta-thinking is, thinking about thinking. And by the way, Socrates, father of Western philosophy, one of the most insightful human beings of all time, was killed by, he wasn't killed, he was He was executed by the Greek authorities for corrupting the youth. Why? Because he told the youth to question authority. And so they killed him. There's a moral there to that story. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment, and we'll talk to Raleigh Sadler about churches and spirituality in this crazy, corona crazy time that we're living in. The whole, this is from H.L. Mencken, author. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the people alarmed, quote, that's a quote. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the population alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by a series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary. Can you relate to this? This is what government is about. This is what institutions are about. But this isn't about blaming institutions either, because we're all responsible. Here's another quote from H.L. Mencken. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboo. Anybody relate to this? Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. This is the nature of government because it appeals to sociopaths. Governing appeals to sociopaths. Think about it. A sociopath is somebody who doesn't care about anybody else but himself. A sociopath is somebody who is obsessed with control and power over others. There's a really cool book if you're interested in learning about sociopathy called Confessions of a Sociopath. In that book, a lawyer who says she's a sociopath, and she says, I forgot her name, she says that our government, our corporations, our politics, our power structure is all skewed to promote sociopathy. It elevates sociopathy towards the top, and the more sociopathic you are, the more powerful you can become. And so our government skews for sociopathy. That's just how it is. But it doesn't have to. We don't have to be under its thumb. If we think for ourselves, if we use our prefrontal cortex, which is what distinguishes us from animals, the refined nature of our prefrontal cortex, that's where we make choices, that's where we examine our lives, that's where we meta-think. Dogs are smart, but they can't meta-think. Monkeys are smart, but they can't meta-think. What makes us special is we can meta-think. We can second-order think. We can think about thinking. Socrates was a meta-thinker. He said, all I know is that I know nothing. That's another one of his famous quotes or paraphrased. He said he knew nothing. He said, question everything. He said to others to meta-think. He told other people to meta-think, and they killed him for it. And they will kill people for encouraging meta-thinking. So you might want to keep it to yourself a little bit. But if you have a family, encourage your kids to meta-think. One of the greatest skill sets you can give your kid, if you're raising a child, is the ability to critically think. Parents sometimes don't want their kids to critically think. If you've ever said to your kid, you're going to do this because I told you so, what you've done is you've developed an automaton. An easily programmed and easily domesticated citizen. Parents don't necessarily want their kids to critically think, but they should be, even if it means questioning what you tell them what to do, because that'll make you better. Meta-thinking is about questioning. Socrates was encouraging meta-thinking to youth. He said, question authority. I remember that's where I grew up in the 1970s. That's my background. And in the 1970s, everybody knew to question authority. That changed somewhere along the line, where we now honor authority. In the 1970s, I smelled a rat. Something didn't seem right about this idea that we have to be kowtowed to whatever we're told by authorities. I hate the word authority. Authority means author. Authority comes from the root word author, which means somebody writing your story. Not cool. When I hear an authority say I'm supposed to do something, I need proof. I need to know why. I need to know what the reasoning's behind this. That's what this crazy situation is about. We just do what we're told. And so we're going broke. Literally. Not figuratively. We're going broke. Oh, my God. This is from Time Magazine this week. No income, major medical bills, what life is like for millions of Americans facing financial ruin because of the pandemic. Read this thing. Time Magazine. This is another one from Time Magazine. Scared to return to work amid the COVID-19 pandemic? These federal laws could grant you some protections. Does anybody see what's happening here? The federal law is protecting us. We need the government to protect us, to protect our basic human rights. And, of course, the government, when they're protecting you, that just means, in this case anyway, guaranteeing that everybody gets to wear a mask. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. Here's the thing. It doesn't do any good to gripe. It doesn't do any good to complain. It doesn't do any good to point out the stupidity of everything. What we want to do is we want to use this as an opportunity, because crisis equals opportunity. And the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. I know I said that many, many times, and I will continue to say it. That's the mantra we want programmed into us. Crisis is opportunity. This is a golden opportunity for us to take care of our health, for us to wake up to what's happening in terms of power structure, for us to take care of our financial health. And by the way, this is a perfect time to sign up for a longevity business. Call 866-735-2470. You're crazy if you don't at least look into it, in my humble opinion. All right, let's get to some phone calls. We got Raleigh Sadler coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Amy in California. What's going on, Amy?
Hey, Ben.
Amy is in San Diego. Is that you?
Yes, it's me. I was just going to say I'm you and you are me and we're all each other, because we can never see our face then, right? Let's face it.
We can never see our face. That's a truism. The eye cannot look at the eye. That's very good.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Amy? Long time no talk to.
Hey, I wanted to give a few inspirational reminders of ways we can take care of our health. And I know you know of Ray Pete, and he mentions the carrot salad. I love the carrot salad. And you shred up
a
raw carrot.
Tell us about it.
You shred up a raw carrot or two, and the reason you shred it is it's going to make it easier, and it removes estrogen and excess toxins out of your stomach, because raw carrots do not digest in your gut line.
More surface area when you shred it, in other words, to absorb the toxin?
And then you add some real salt, because salt is going to scrub your belly and your, you know, salt's so wonderful for you. But
salt and carrot. What else? What else?
And then you add some coconut oil, because coconut oil is antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial.
And also pulls out the carotenes out of the carrot. What else? Salt, coconut oil, carrot. Shredded carrot. That's it?
Then you get some distilled white vinegar, because that is a
natural. Do it today. I'm going to try that today. I love Ray. I didn't know about that, but I love Ray Pete. I know he likes carrots. I vaguely remember the carrot salad, but I'm going to do that today. Amy, I want to get one more call in. Love Ray Pete, and thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it, Amy, and appreciate your words of wisdom. Thank you. My friend Amy, let's go to Dave in Minnesota. What's going on, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Ben. I called a couple days ago about whole food-based vitamin C. I've heard a couple of podcasts, one with you and Cass Ingram. And I wanted to know, what I'm curious about is, if I take high doses of ascorbic acid along with my other 90 nutrients plus, can I? Is it likely that I can duplicate similar effects of food?
You absolutely can't. No, you can't duplicate it. But what you can do is the whole food will have cofactors that will help you utilize that vitamin C and help cells utilize the vitamin C. I said it before, but let me say it again, just to be clear. Whole food is always the best. The problem with whole food is you don't know what's in it these days, and you're not going to get the big doses. So mix your whole foods with your ascorbic acid. Always mix whole foods with supplements, because there's things in whole foods that are just not duplicatable. We don't even know what's in there. All right, I hope that helps, Dave. Thanks for your call. We got Raleigh Sadler coming up next segment.
You feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%. The job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It may be May and we're a month and a half into spring, but a snowstorm of historic proportions is expected to batter the Northeast this Mother's Day weekend. Forecasters say the storm has the potential to bring some rain to parts of the region, but also heavy snow in some parts of it, especially New England, where they could see up to a foot of snow, which would shatter May records. The National Weather Service forecasting also widespread record low temperatures that could span as far south as Alabama and Mississippi. It was arguably the most infamous blown call in NFL history, happening in the 2018 NFC Championship game and costing the New Orleans Saints a spot in the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and John Payton is justifiably upset.
That's Joe Buck with his call on Fox. Come the 2019 season, the league adopted a rule allowing pass interference to be reviewable by instant replay. But league officials say the rules committee is now moving to let that rule expire by just not renewing it. It ended up not being very popular once in place. After a total of 98 reviews, had 75 upheld and only 23 reversed. A replacement option now proposed by the Ravens and Chargers would have the rule replaced with an extra officiating crew member in the press box who would act as a sky judge with the power to overturn blown calls. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine and an archives up at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter for setting that up. Peter in the UK. And then you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, articles that I've written, all kinds of good health information, lots of videos up at criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so I've been saying for a long time that this is a mind virus we're dealing with more than a physical virus. So there's a spiritual, mental, emotional connection here that is fundamental. That's true. The spiritual and mental and emotional connection to what we're going through in terms of what's in the news, as well as what we're supposed to be doing to address what's in the news, that's really going to have an impact. Whether or not there's really a physical virus, we don't know that yet. That's never been seen, never been shown. We have a lot of assertions, but no evidence. But what's true is the mental, emotional, and spiritual impact that this is all having on us, with being separated, with wearing masks, with losing our jobs, being freaked out about a virus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's really important that we address this crisis where it's really happening, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So I'm excited to have our guest on, a former pastor, Raleigh Sadler. He works with human trafficking. He's the founder of the Human Trafficking Awareness Group, Let My People Go, and the author of a book, Vulnerable, Rethinking Human Trafficking. Please welcome to the bright side, former pastor, Raleigh Sadler. Hey, Raleigh.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. First of all, human trafficking, what exactly? I don't really know what human trafficking is. You know, I think of slavery, I think of sex trafficking, I think of kidnapping, but what exactly is human trafficking? And then we're going to get into some of the stuff on COVID.
You know, it's interesting. Human trafficking, a lot of times when we hear those words, we think of really what our frame of reference has to offer us. And most of our frames of references have been shaped by sensational depictions on the media, as well as Hollywood depictions. I can't tell you how many times I've told someone that we work with churches to help them address human trafficking, and someone says, oh, like the movie Taken. Well, here's the thing. It's not like the movie Taken. The movie Taken is a good Hollywood film, but it is not an accurate depiction of reality. Human trafficking is the exploitation of vulnerability for commercial gain, whether it's for sex, labor, or domestic servitude. Human trafficking happens when someone has more power and the ability to control someone, and they're able to exploit someone with less power and less control.
Sounds like
this
parents.
Is always for that person's gain.
Sounds like parents.
You know, it's interesting because it's funny, right? Like, there is an attribute of that in a sense. A lot of people will say, well, you know, I don't want my kids to be trafficked, so I don't want them to go to Paris, or I don't want them to fly here or there, or I don't want them to be alone.
That's trafficking.
I think about less than 5% of trafficking is through abduction. The rest is through someone that the victim knows very well, and oftentimes it is a family member or a boyfriend or some mm-hmm. kind of loved one mm-hmm. that exploits them. It's not always stranger danger.
It's a domination phenomena. It's when you take somebody's volition, take somebody's will away from them and dominate them. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there is an aspect of stripping someone's independence away and making them dependent on you for everything, making yourself a god, and stripping their own will away, in a sense. Yeah, breaking them down.
Well, hang on. This is great, because now we have a perfect segue to what's going on with this COVID thing. To what extent is what's happening an example of what you're talking about? Domination, exploiting people's vulnerabilities, making them dependent. To what extent is our solutions to what's happening or what we're experiencing today an example of trafficking as you define it?
Well, it's interesting. I think trafficking is at fever pitch right now, because I believe people are more vulnerable than we have ever been. Mm-hmm. I think COVID-19 and this pandemic has not only exposed vulnerability for many of us who may have not seen it prior, but it has also made those who are already vulnerable more so. Mm-hmm. You know, with people losing jobs, with people living in fear, with people dealing with anxiety, with so much of life going online. I mean, I think the first week into the pandemic, the FBI issued a statement saying traffickers will be targeting your children online. And so we have to understand that this pandemic isn't necessarily the worst thing that's going to happen, but I believe firmly that in the aftermath, we are going to discover levels of exploitation that we haven't seen in 100 years.
That sounds chilling. Give me some examples here.
Well, you know, like I basically said, with people experiencing job loss, you know, there was someone sent me a picture of an advertisement in Las Vegas that said something to the effect of, lose your job, you can work at this brothel. Lose your job, you can work at this strip club. There's this opportunistic, almost exploitative, predatory approach to people who are in tight spaces, tough spaces. And that's only going to increase as this carries on.
What does that say about human beings and our culture?
You know, it says that, and this, I borrow this largely from my worldview as a Christian and as a pastor, but I look at this and I say, we are broken. We are in need of something. Each of us, we are looking for healing and salvation, sometimes at the expense of others.
Now, when you say we are broken, and I'm not sure, I can't disagree with that. To me, that has a sense of permanence associated with it. I'd rather say we're sick, and we're really diseased. And this is, you know, the physical problems and the health challenges that are so obvious that many, if not most, people have, are just kind of like a lower version, a more tangible version of the psychological and emotional and spiritual sickness that we have. Like, we're spiritually sick as a culture. What do you think?
I think regardless of how you say it, we recognize that there is a lack, there is an issue. All things are not right. There is something rotten in Denmark, as they would say. You know, things are not as they should be.
Yeah, or as they could be. I mean, we could be living in a world of beauty and grace and love, and you know, all there's only it's a choice away, really. And by choice, I mean in every specific moment you have a choice, not just a permanent choice, but every moment you have a choice to see heaven or to see hell, or to make heaven or to make hell. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back from our break. I mean, the problem is definitely clear, and it's bigger than COVID, as you say, and as we've been talking about for months on this program. But there's definitely solutions. I know you know that there's some solutions, former Pastor Raleigh, and we'll get to those in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Raleigh Sadler, author of the book Vulnerable, Rethinking Human Trafficking. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%. 10%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Raleigh Sadler, author of the book Vulnerable, Rethinking Human Trafficking, and the founder of the Human Trafficking Awareness Group, Let My People Go. Raleigh, so clearly we got a problem, okay, no disputing that. And by the way, I think we're all in a way being trafficked. I don't think it's isolated. I mean, as a culture, maybe some people aren't, but as a culture, individuals are being trafficked because we're all vulnerable. We're all vulnerable to the healthcare system. If we get sick, we're all vulnerable to the government. If we lose our financial wherewithal, I mean, there's all kinds of ways where we live our lives vulnerable, at least in the physical sense, from a physical perspective. So in a way, we're all being trafficked. So when you say human trafficking, some of the things you talk about for benefiting the sufferers of human trafficking affect all of us. I mean, some of your solutions affect all of us too. Would you say?
Yeah. No. I was just saying, yes, I would probably not say that we're all being trafficked, but I do think we're all living in an exploitative culture. I would say trafficking would ultimately be more germane to forced prostitution, forced labor, forced domestic servitude, that kind of thing. But yes, I do believe that we've tapped into an exploitative culture that uses and highlights power and control and other manipulative tactics. I think there's something to be said for that.
In the old days, they used to have serfs, right? Serfs in the Middle Ages, they have serfs. Serfs would work, they'd give everything to the king, and they would have a certain degree of freedom. They could get to keep some of their food. But they were essentially, if not by your definition of trafficking, pretty close. They weren't exactly slaves, but they were pretty close to being slaves. And in a lot of ways, we have modern serfdom, when people are forced to work three jobs in order to put food on the table, or they can't even get three jobs sometimes. They lose their jobs, and they have to depend on the government to put food on the table. So we're all being exploited. It's an exploitative environment. I 100% agree with you. But you have some safe, as you say, safe, creative ways to first of all identify the vulnerable, and then somehow get through this without having to become insular and stay away from our neighbors in social distance or 6 feet away. What are some of these ideas? What are some of these ways?
So I believe firmly that if you look at who traffickers target, they're targeting those who are most vulnerable. They're targeting those who are marginalized. They're targeting those who are really in dire straits. So what I believe is if you say, well, who is my neighbor who is most susceptible to exploitation? Who is my neighbor who is most at risk? It may, in light of COVID, it may be someone who's elderly. It may be someone who's young and there's no real strong parent relationship there. Who are the people in our community that could be exploited? Because when we identify them, and rather than exploiting them, we love them, we befriend them, we spend time with them. When we do that, we're caring for people who could be, are, or have been trafficked. We're doing the work of prevention, intervention, and aftercare all in one fell swoop. And so I would ultimately challenge people to really sit down and think, who are the people that I walk by on a daily basis? Who are the people that I choose to ignore? Who are the people in my community that I say, oh man, they're in a rough spot, and then I stop thinking about that and then I focus on me? Because if we pause in those moments and we say, I want to engage that person, if we're able to identify, or I mean, for points of alliteration, if we're able to recognize and respond to those needs, I believe that we will see a flourishing happen in our community if several of us just start doing that. If we just kind of pause and say, you know what? Everyone needs connection. Everyone needs relationship. I'm going to give this person 5 minutes of my time. I want to get to know them a little bit. Every time I see them on the street, I want to talk to them. Whether they have a different socioeconomic status, whether there's a different ethnic background, whether they look or smell differently than you, giving them your time and attention connotes dignity. And I think that is an incredible place to start.
Do you live in a big city?
You know, it's interesting. I have. I lived in New York for 8 years. I grew up basically in the suburbs. And it's like in a big city, these kind of things are very easy to find. Very easy to find. I think
on the corner, on every corner,
they're on every corner. Yeah,
they're on every corner. Literally, they're in a big city. They're literally on every corner because you see people who are mentally ill. You see homeless people. You see people who are crack addicts. You see in every city, and I'm speaking in Denver, but you know, in all big cities, you have these. And the reason I ask you this is, it sounds great to give people attention and spend 5 minutes, and I 100% agree with you, the dignity, you know, there's a certain dignity that you're affording people when you give them attention, and that's very important. But how do you deal with the vast numbers of exploited and the vast numbers of trafficking? It gets overwhelming, no? Of trafficked. Doesn't it get overwhelming?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, and that's the thing where, like, I can look back, and in my book I tell several stories of, you know, people that I've worked with or served or like come alongside of, and I typically have people say, well, how did you meet them? And what did that look like? And honestly, I kind of just met like one person, and through that person, I met another person. And then I had eyes to see certain vulnerabilities, and then I would notice this or notice that. And kind of once you start the journey, not worrying about the destination is key. It's just this idea of, like, what's in front of me right now? And then all of a sudden, 5 years down the road, you're like, wow, I'm really learning how to do this. And so it's like that's typically where I land on it. I'm a big fan of just kind of sounds so cliche. This is ridiculously cliche, but loving people in the moment and what does love look like in this particular moment, in this particular situation?
Sounds like A Course in Miracles, Doc, or Pastor. I don't know if you've ever read A Course in Miracles, but that's exactly what it talks about. Who in this moment can I love, and why am I, and if you're in distress in any way, what am I not loving? You know, if there's any kind of distress going on in your life, what am I not loving here about the creation? About
that's
what,
really good.
Isn't that? You got to read A Course in Miracles.
That's a really good point. I've not read this.
Yeah, you got to read it. I just changed your life. A Course in Miracles.
I think you did.
It's pretty powerful stuff. So listen, we only have about 2 minutes here, but I want to hear some safe, creative ways that the individual can take advantage of some of these ideas that you're talking about, about healing the most vulnerable, the trafficked, as well as taking care of the entire planet, all of us.
I think the first thing would be start small. Don't try to have everything figured out. Focus on what's in front of you, kind of like what I said. Another thing you can do is learn more about the different types of exploitation that are happening, not only around the world, because that's easy to kind of drink from a fire hose, get overwhelmed, and do nothing. But if you want to do something, here's the deal. You don't have to do everything, but if you want to do something, learn about kind of what's happening domestically as well as what's happening in your specific community. You can set up Google alerts to put in, like, you know, you set your search query and say, human trafficking, Denver. And every day you're going to get articles about human trafficking in Denver. You can put vulnerability in Denver, exploitation in Denver. And it's going to populate an email. And as you read this, you're learning. You can go to websites like PolarisProject.org or even our website, Let My People Go, LMPGNetwork.org, to learn more about not only what's happening, but what you can do about it.
That's awesome, Raleigh. Thank you so much. So you said lmpg.org?
lmpgnetwork.org.
Mm-hmm. lmpgnetwork.org, Let My People Go. Where are you out of? Where are you located?
So we are headquartered in New York City, and I'm currently living in Chicago.
Gotcha. All right, so you have, like, branches in different major cities kind of thing?
Right, yeah. We started initially focused solely on New York City, and then we realized we wanted to work with churches around the country.
Awesome. All right, so the book is Vulnerable, Rethinking Human Trafficking, Amazon and Kindle and all that kind of stuff. And then lmpgnetwork.org, Let My People Go. Raleigh, that was very, very enlightening. Thank you so much, buddy, and thank you for your good work. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We say to the military folks, but I'll say to you, thank you. Thank you for your service, buddy. Good. And check out A Course in Miracles.
Thanks,
you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
All right.
That was Raleigh Sadler. Let My People Go, lmpgnetwork.org, and the author of the book Vulnerable, Rethinking Human Trafficking. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. For the longevity products. And think about joining the Brightside Ben team. Call 866-735-2470 for more information. Truth Skin Health products can be purchased at truthtreatments.com and our nutritional supplements at truthnourishment.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.